number 12 is from the Office of the Sheriff. Requesting the creation of two positions of correction managers at the Correction Facility Central to be effective January 1st, 2013.
Go ahead.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Actually, good afternoon. This came about actually in November of last year when the county exec put his budget out wishing to bifurcate the South and Central facilities. What that put on the agenda for us was the six of our what we call captains, also with the other title that's given within the narrative, run the facilities. So technically six of those captains were put assigned to the South facility in the budget, and four were assigned to Central. They literally run the day-to-day operations on all three shifts, and with the time off, we need two per shift. We've currently, under the system we have now, while the sheriff's in charge of both facilities, we actually use one captain to run both facilities at the same time to avoid having to hire extra individuals. This proposal, again, which I put forth in November, basically set it up to where if that break would happen, we would need extra captains at the central facility to make sure all the shifts were covered. There is literally no money being asked for this. It's basically at this point, we're still asking you to approve this. Should the bifurcation go forth, then I would indeed hire these individuals. Currently, I will say this, I don't need them. If it's approved, I will not hire them, but if the bifurcation does take place, we will hire them. The way this will be paid for is I have several vacant CO lieutenant positions, and that is how it will be funded, so it will not result in any sort of deficit. Thank you.
Any questions? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon. When you mean bifurcation, do you mean before or after if the legal implications go through?
Mr. Chairman, that's exactly correct. If we're still, of course, litigation is still in place. As of currently, the sheriff's still in charge of both facilities. Should that be changed by the courts, then I would need these positions.
Okay.
Any other questions? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. So, just trying to understand what I think you just said at the end there. So, this is a proposal you put forward in November when the sheriff supported the takeover of the House of Correction, but at this stage, it's unnecessary unless it goes forward. So, you agree with DAS in that respect that it doesn't have to happen now? But you did believe it was the right thing to do in November when we were all apparently on the same page, this being drafted November 20th after the budget had been adopted, veto overrides, all of that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the simple answer is yes.
Thank you.
Supervisor Grzyk and Alexander?
Well, could we hear from DAS, please? I believe DAS is in opposition to the request. If we could hear from them, please.
The report basically says that given that the litigation is currently out there and the sheriff's position is that the HOC shall remain with the sheriff along with the jail, at this point in time we see no need to fill these two positions. So our position is to wait until there's some resolution to that, and then we can revisit this issue at a later date. But presently, where things stand with the House of Correction and the jail, we would not recommend moving forward at this time.
And just so I'm clear, is it the administration's position that the South facility in Franklin is in fact a House of Correction and should remain operated as a House of Correction? That's what the administration's position is?
Yes.
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 So and therefore, on behalf of the administration, DAS is recommending that we reject this request.
At this point in time, correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Do you have any response to that, Inspector Schmidt?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, again, I respect everything that's been stated. The only thing that this will do if it's taken up today is it will, instead of me bringing it back in the future, it allows us the flexibility to hire the captains if necessary. and I'll just leave it at that at the board's discretion.
You know, I hate to use I'm new here, but I'm relatively new here. There's been some talk over the years that sometimes there's been a, I don't want to say anybody lies or doesn't tell the truth, but there's been a trust issue between the board, maybe the sheriff's office. So you're sort of giving us your word that, you know, you aren't going to fill these right now. Do we have any, if they were authorized and you did fill them, what recourse would we have? Not saying that you would, I'm just saying that there seems to be some issues like that sometimes.
Mr. Chairman, appreciate the question, and the simple answer is we're not asking to fund these positions. So basically, I will say right now, I don't even have all of the 10 filled at this point that were allocated. Should this change happen, that's when I will hire the individuals.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm moving approval. I heard what Mr. Campbell had to say, and I understand that there's a state of flux as it relates to the House of Correction. But I'm going to move approval of this particular item. I'm not involved in politics. I'm just going to move approval of this item.
We have a motion to approve. Did I miss you? Did I forget you? Sorry about that.
It's okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at both DAS's recommendation and the request itself, I think that while it's somewhat frustrating that we're not making any progress on what I think we all voted for in order to support the bifurcation during the budget, if we weren't to approve the creation of these positions, it might be almost as if we're betting against ourselves in the resolutions that we took up during the budget. And I would also be cautious of giving the sheriff and or his legal counsel any reason to claim that we are the ones being uncooperative or noncompliant with assisting in the changeover. So I would also support the move for approval on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to follow your sentiments and say I'm also new here, but I want to ask if this can be laid over after you already moved approval due to waiting until we find out what happened. So I don't, I see a need for this, but not if we lose. So not if the county loses, so I would say move the layover if that's possible until after the court makes their decision. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is that a motion?
Is that a motion to lay it over? That's a motion if it's an option. Yeah, lay over.
It's always
a move.
Okay. Supervisor Drizek?
Thank you. I can support Supervisor Stamper's motion. I think that's a reasonable thing to do, and I would point out that we laid over several items on the House of Correction, or not we, the Judiciary Committee laid over several items on this. Obviously, the lawsuit, which I think is highly inappropriate, I'm just going to get that out there, because statutes clearly state that this board has the authority to decide to run a House of Correction, not a jail, a House of Correction, and that a superintendent or the sheriff can run a House of Correction. The sheriff has chosen to call a House of Correction another jail, and therefore has gone into court with a lawsuit, basically trying to strip away the clear statutory provision. I think the lawsuit is highly inappropriate. I think we're going to see pretty quickly that the sheriff, I don't know how he's going to pay his attorney fees on this, but that he's wrong. And I think laying over all of these matters until we get some clarity is not a bad option, and gets us fairly consistent with what judiciary has done. So I would certainly support that, and I'm glad Supervisor Stamper made that.
Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too felt that, thought that what Supervisor Stamper was after would be, in fact, very appropriate in this case, indeed laying it over to the college chair, pondering it. So, good call, Mr. Supervisor Stamper. I think it would also be very educational for the public to see perhaps an ongoing summation and summary of the total legal bills that the sheriff has brought upon Milwaukee County. He's costing us a pretty penny, and this is yet another case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll on the layover motion?
On the layover, to call the chair, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roman West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to layover, vote of 7-2 is approved.
Thank you.